got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
A damn good show.
Yeah. But before we start the show, remember everybody how you can support the twins. Go to officialhorsetwins.com. Pick you out a picture out a t-shirt hat today. Got some new designs out.
Yeah.
Remember, anything you buy, you automatically enter to win our sweepstakes, which is a white well, it's not Dodge anymore, it's Ram TRX. And $10,000 in cash.
Yeah, officialhawkstwins.com. We got some new comedy shows coming up. We're going to be in Michigan, Saginaw, Michigan, Elkhart, Indiana, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Toledo, Ohio. That's our next round of shows.
Yeah, but
go to hawkstwinstour.com for
tickets. But there's a whole lot of shows up there. That's missing information right there.
That's missing content.
We got like 50 shows left, man.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't think I'm going to make it. So if I was you, I'd buy the tickets the earlier you'd get. Because we probably going to drop dead during the store. Told him to stop booking all these shows. Shit's rough.
Hey, but anyway, we're going to talk about this Fox News segment. And I mean, which is this segment we're about to talk about, it's really common on like MSNBC, CNN, yeah, all the other networks. But you wouldn't expect to see something like this on Fox News.
Fox is turning into Vox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a transgender story.
Parents. A transgender story. It's a transgender story.
Yeah, let's start it off. It's like this, they call themselves a conservative couple.
Yeah.
I mean, they look conservative, but as soon as they open their mouth, bullshit.
I don't trust no conservative couple from Southern California.
Yeah, we're conservatives. Where you from? Oh, we're from Southern California.
Bullshit, you conservative.
You ain't, man, you crazy.
All right, let's start the video.
You saw me walking down the street. You wouldn't think anything different.
14-year-old Rylan Whittington is a typical Southern California teenager. And the Whittingtons, along with mom Hillary, dad Jeff, and sister Brinley, are a typical family. The only difference, though, in Ryland's eyes, is what this family can mean to the tens of thousands of kids under 18 who identify as transgender.
We put our story out there so people could see that, like, there's another family out there that is going through what we're going through, or there's another family who's proud of who they are.
Before Ryland could even speak, he managed to tell his parents that he is a boy.
I could just see that it wasn't him trying to be a brat. It was like painful. It was truly painful for him to have to wear feminine clothing and for us constantly telling him that you're a girl.
Wait a minute. How the hell a baby gonna tell you something he can't even speak yet? Is that what he did? I think they're embellishing on the story a little bit.
Yeah, that don't make sense.
I think he had just first started talking, but maybe he said no.
No, they said before he could speak.
That's the words they use. Maybe they used the wrong words. Maybe they misspoke, but you can't communicate effectively if you're not using words yet. So
why'd y'all take his word for it then?
Because he ain't sharing words. Y'all made an assumption. Is that fair to say? They're making assumptions.
I think y'all took something and ran with it.
Yeah, they made an assumption.
Yeah.
Only time will tell if you made the right assumption.
Yeah. Before he could talk.
And now, this is Fox News.
Before, no, the... just keep playing it, man.
And came out at age 5 a few years later.
Came out at age 5.
Full support of his parents.
Initially, there was some pushback from us in trying to understand this.
We were confused, like most people are. We thought that gender and sexuality were the same thing. It took us a while to figure out that those two things are different and that children actually do recognize their gender identity very young. Some of them, not all.
Man.
But they listened to Rylan and to Hillary's conservative faith.
What the hell? Conservative faith? What does faith got to do with this?
I've never heard of a faith called conservative. The Church of conservatism? I ain't never heard of no damn church of that.
I mean, if you're conservative, you're I mean, your faith could be Catholicism. It could be Christianity.
Could be.
Could
be Muslim.
I'm not the most. I'm religious, but I'm pretty sure. It does not. Faith has nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
That boy looks awful. Fuck it. That girl. They started him young. Like
that was what, three? Three or four?
That's
y'all been raising her as a boy ever since he's three or four?
Yeah,
based on some assumptions?
Based on some damn something he said when he couldn't even speak yet?
That's all you can say at that age.
Man.
Wait a minute, I think he's trying to tell us something, honey.
What?
You a boy? I think that's what he's trying to say.
Let's do it, honey.
My son is transgender.
Like I said, this is they're in Southern California.
Yeah. As soon as you said Southern California, I was like, ain't no way in hell you can be conservative.
But
that's a different type of conservative out there.
You know, CNN did a story on this a couple years ago. And I want to show. So I'm going to cut away from this Fox News. I'm going to show you a video CNN put together.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Went to the preschool
for open house.
For open house, and all the kids had their self portraits up. And Ryland made a vest, huh?
A vest, a tie.
And his short hair before he even had short hair, huh? Remember that? You made this when you had long hair, but you knew what you looked like inside your head, huh?
You have chip on your face, dude.
I made it short hair.
Mm-hmm. And that was that you trying to tell us something?
I couldn't.
Why couldn't you? Because you were three? Mommy and Daddy didn't understand yet, did we?
No.
Tell me that wasn't rehearsed.
I wouldn't do anything.
That was rehearsed. He's been coached. You can obviously see it. Anybody with a rational mind can see that kid's been coached. And his dad is calling her dude.
And
when he got his hair cut like a boy. They're treating him like a boy.
Yeah, they're calling him that because of something he mumbled when he couldn't speak. I have absolutely no problem with kids who've hit puberty.
Yeah.
And they realize that they're gay. And a lot of times when you're gay, you want to dress and act like the opposite sex. Everybody knows that. When you see a guy that's gay, a lot of times they're really feminine.
Yeah, they want to put on a dress. Yeah, they want to put on some stilettos.
Yeah, they want to,
on a bra, put some socks in there, and, go grow out your hair, put on some makeup, and start twitching like a woman. I understand that.
I get that.
Vice versa.
It's because you're gay. Women, you see women that's like manly women. They're obviously gay. You ain't even got to ask them. You can see it. It's like written all over their face. I get that. But at the ages of three, and he's in preschool.
Yeah. And y'all made some very crucial.
What? Shut up.
Y'all made some very crucial decisions based on a whim.
Yeah. And he drew that picture when he was in preschool. And the reason why he drew that is because y'all was already cutting his hair like that.
Yeah.
And when you in preschool, when you drawing, he don't know what the hell he's drawing. He's in preschool. He's scribbling. I mean,
he could be drawing a damn scarecrow in a damn yard he saw the other day.
You don't know. I mean, sounds like this damn kid's a genius. He figured out gender and everything at that age. Sounds like this dude can move out and get his own house, go get him a job.
Let him drive your ass to work. He's so grown.
Let him cook your breakfast and dinner. Let him go to the pharmacy and pick up your medication when you need some. You wouldn't do any of that. Yeah. But you could let him pick his gender at that age? I don't even think he actually picked that. I think y'all forced it on him because his mom wrote a book.
Yeah. Raising Ryland.
Raising Ryland. She wrote the book around he was six.
Y'all been in the spotlight for quite some time, and y'all have made some very important decisions for Ryland at a very young age based on a whim when he couldn't even talk.
Yeah, let me say this. I see sometimes people on Instagram, social media, they'll go up to a homeless person. Mm-hmm. Just because that camera's rolling, they'll give the homeless person something.
Yeah, to make himself look good.
To make themselves look good. It's like they wouldn't have done it if the camera wasn't rolling. Like, now, if y'all was getting like all this prestige and all this notice, would y'all be doing, would you have written that book?
Yeah.
Would you have done all this if nobody was patting you on the shoulder?
I mean, don't touch me.
You know what I mean? You wouldn't have did it because you're getting all this praise. That's why you did it.
Yeah.
Because you know you'll be praised for doing this to your own girl.
Yeah, man.
That's why you're doing it. It's not because.
Hey, calm down. Just calm down.
I'm calm. I mean, calm down. You're getting worked up. Fox News, what y'all
doing?
It's
not your kid.
Fox News, what y'all doing? I have no problem with Fox News playing something like this when the kid's like 15, 16. I knew what my sexuality was when I hit puberty.
Yeah, I knew when I was 11, I wanted to go up inside a female.
When I was 11. I mean, you was hitting puberty.
I was 11 years old.
I said, look, Keith.
I wanted to go inside.
Shut up. Shut up. I'm talking. I called you Keith just now. I never did that. You didn't pick up on that?
You called me what? Why are you going to call me you?
Well, that's when we was hitting puberty when I was 11. Remember, we was looking and said, look, Kevin.
Get them big-ass fingers out my face.
I said, look, Kevin, look, I got some peach fuzz growing. Remember that?
What, on your little nuts?
No, it wasn't on my nuts. It was right up above.
Oh, yes, where it grew first.
Yeah, then it started coming on the nuts. Remember?
Yeah, it spread it down. Last thing to grow was that ass hair. I ain't got much, just a little bit, you know.
I ain't
got like an afro on my ass or anything like that.
All right, so let's go and keep playing the Fox News.
Hey, but
hey, did you hear what I just said?
Can I do some talking? That boy looks coached. Y'all made some very... Fuck it. I'm repeating myself.
All right, go.
Shit's in the past.
It pushed back and done what a lot of parents do. I don't think that we would have either one of the kids that you see before you here today.
Allowing him to live authentically and true to himself and be who he really feels like he is. When you get to know Rylan, you see just how proud and confident he is of himself.
Rylan's story got international attention in 2014 when a family YouTube video went viral. And Hillary has since written a book called Raising Rylan.
Yeah. Yeah, she wrote a book when he was... How long does it take for you to write a book? And how old was he? He was like 5 or 6, and you write it... You just don't write a book in a couple of days.
Or somebody else wrote it for you. Which is what most people do. They don't write these books. Somebody else write them. They have ghostwriters. Yeah. You raised a transgender boy. Transgender, whatever. After 3 months, you writing books about it? You an expert?
You know what's crazy? You know what I learned from Caitlyn Jenner? Jenner? Like, I used to think all trans was, like, gay.
That's what I thought, too, yeah.
But Caitlyn Jenner, she used to be a he, used to be Bruce. He likes women.
Yeah, he's a lesbian.
I was going to say about this that he's gay, but maybe he's not gay. You know what would be crazy if this dude that's living his life as a dude wants to suck cock?
Yeah, most transgenders do that. Like a majority of transgenders.
But it
want to be a female, biological female. She transitioned to a male, and her partner is always vice versa, the direct opposite. It could be a guy transitioning to a girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the end of the day, they're still having straight sex at the end of the day.
That's what I want to know. I might even get this book. No, I'm just going to Google it and find out.
You ain't buying that damn book.
I'm just saying, wouldn't it be something? They raised her as a boy.
Mm-hmm.
When he starts dating, he likes boys. I don't think so. He dresses like a boy. So usually, if you dress like a boy and you're a girl, you're the top.
She's, when you grow up, man, if you're gay, man, most of them are bisexual anyway. She's going to get a taste of it. She's going to do some experimenting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not gay. I'm just speculating over here. We got any more footage of shit?
Yeah, Fox News got all kinds of clips.
Let's go to another Fox News clip.
Extraordinary courage displayed by Ryland, his sister Brinley, father Jeff, and Hillary. I want to thank the Whittington family for speaking to us. It's not easy, particularly at a time when transgender issues have been politicized. People are afraid of what they do not understand, Dana. This family hopes their story will lead to more understanding, more acceptance, and ultimately more love.
Oh, shut up.
You're damn right we don't understand it because most transgenders don't even understand what the hell they're doing. They still can't explain what a damn woman is. Of course, I'm not going to understand it if they don't understand what a fucking woman is. We don't understand.
Oh,
you don't understand.
Hey, we're scared because we don't understand. We understand it totally what y'all doing.
I understand.
We're not scared.
Yeah, you've been raising that boy like a boy.
You've been
his whole life.
Of course he's transgender.
When he's 5 years old, you called your little girl a dude.
Yeah,
you've been grooming that boy to be a transgender his entire life. Let me say this. Rylan's going to be 24, 25. And she's going to talk shit to y'all. I know it. All these people with these transgender kids, one day they're going to be adults, 25, 24 years old.
Yeah.
They're going to grow up. We're going to have a lot more circumstances to review and understand.
So what do you
because say? Most of these people that's transgender kids, they're all from the inner cities, Democratic strongholds. These people are being created.
Yeah, they're being groomed. They're being
yeah, you groom that produced. Boy. You groom them to be a transgender. Because this shit's not happening in Mississippi, Kansas,
Ohio. I mean, Ohio. Bill Maher even said that. This yeah. is not happening in these areas.
All these areas of in these California, New York, Miami, Florida, these Democratic strongholds, this is where all this crap is being created. And one of these days, someday these kids are going to be adults and they're going to talk all kinds of shit about their parents.
It's profitable for the parents. She's writing books. She's going TV. She's getting, what's the word I'm looking for? She's getting publicity.
Yeah. Right now, everybody's telling you how great of a parent you are. You're a revolutionary. You're a pioneer. But when these kids grow up, they're going to talk shit about y'all.
But Rylan looks happy.
Yeah, she looks happy.
Yeah. Looks happy.
Yeah. But it's kind of bugging me.
What?
Is Rylan gay or is, you know, I got to know this. Something tells me that this boy is going to like cock.
Man, you crazy as hell for saying that.
No, because when I first learned about transgenders, I thought they were gay. Yeah. A lot of them's not.
They're just straight, yeah.
They just want to live their life as the opposite sex, but they still like the sex.
Yeah.
That was a damn good show. That was a damn good show, man.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone, support this patriot.
He's a damn good man. Yeah. Well, I can't say damn. Christian. Sorry, Mike. Don't let cancel culture win.
Yeah, he has lost so much due to the left. Go to MyPillow.com.
Yeah, and use promo code HARSHTWINS when checking out.
Yeah, and get up to 66% off. But always, when possible, support businesses owned by freedom-loving patriots. That's why there's no Disney or Netflix for us.
Yeah.